week, and we're going to have you sit right here in this pew. Right? Yep. So you can look at me. I'm sorry for the sound. This is going to be a little different, but you guys can hear me, right? And this is for you. So we're going to focus on you guys here for a second. So I have a puzzle here that I want to show you, and we're going to talk about it just briefly. And it's unfinished. An unfinished puzzle. This is especially for you, Drew, and for you, Miles. Girls, you're probably ahead of the game on this one. That's okay. So, can you tell what this is going to be by this one piece of the puzzle that's there? Any guesses? Can you tell? Yeah?
A spike.
Maybe. A bike?
A spike.
A spike. Okay, that's a good guess. Yeah? Oh, thanks, Brian. Let's try that. Okay. Drew said a spike. All right. It's kind of hard to tell what a picture's going to look like if you don't have the big picture and you don't have as many pieces put together. Don't you think it's kind of hard? Do you think if I add a few more pieces, you can tell what it's going to be?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to add a few more pieces, and let's see if you can guess. All right, here we go. What do we think now? A tiger? Are you absolutely sure it's a tiger, Miles? No, you don't look so sure. All right. Drew, what do you think? All right. A dinosaur T-Rex. Are you 100% certain about that? Like, you're taking to the bank. That's what you're going with. All right. Girls, are you quiet? Do you know what it is? Okay, we got dinosaur. What? Okay. Are you sure it's a dinosaur? Do you know what kind of dinosaur it is? A Spinosaurus. Is that a real dinosaur? I don't know. Okay, we're going to put all the pieces together so you can see what this looks like here, and it's just going to teach us a lesson here this morning. Okay, here we go. It's hard doing this upside down. This takes skill.
I see a top.
What is it?
Triceratops.
That is most definitely a triceratops. Very good, Miles. All right. Good guesses, guys. Dinosaurs, you were right on it. So today's lesson is just to think about how, doesn't it help to have more pieces to a puzzle to put it all together and know what it looks like? That, we all know that. Well, in today's passage, it's actually the same kind of story. These guys, these two disciples, didn't have the big picture, and they started to put pieces together over what was actually happening. They weren't putting pieces together for a triceratops. They were putting pieces together for Jesus and that he was resurrected. And so they're walking on the way. Look forward here, Miles. They were walking their way all the way to a place called Emmaus, and Jesus appeared, resurrected, appeared, alive. And they didn't recognize him. And then Jesus talked to them and started to give them a few pieces to put things together. And there were three pieces that I want to focus in here today. First of all, Jesus talked about some of the moments they had together. Remember, these were disciples. They were with Jesus. And then Jesus talked about all the other stories in the Bible. And then I like to think that they prayed together. And as they put all those three pieces together, they got the picture of who Jesus was. It's like putting a puzzle all together, okay? So always remember here at church, sometimes we're kind of wondering, what is God all about? And we need to do those three things. We need to talk about stories about Jesus. We need to think about all the other stories in the Bible. That's a piece too. And we pray together at church. And we put all those pieces together, we get to see what God is all about and what he's done through his son, Jesus. So can we think about that today? That's really what our passage from Luke is all about. Let's put those pieces together and really see how God loves us through his resurrected son, Jesus. All right. No roaring like a triceratops today, okay? All right, we can play with this after church, though. All right, thanks for coming up today. God bless you.